General Manager Rick Smith, a busy man. He was an especially busy man in the 2016 offseason, Mark.
Yes, he was, acquiring all those free agents, drafting all that speed on offense. And, you know, on Texans radio during camp, when they're on the field, we have General Manager and Executive Vice President Rick Smith on the radio. And we visited with him this week, talking about how camp was going, moving inside, and also wide receivers were the focus of this particular visit.
Day four, the team moves inside. Your thoughts on that and how camp is going so far in general?
Well, obviously yesterday is always an exciting day for the players. A little bit tenuous for me because I'm always concerned that first day of pads, I want to get everybody acclimated to the pads without any real injury. So we seem to have accomplished that. I think overall camp's going well. The guys are working extremely hard. It's the continuation of a really productive offseason, I think we've had.
Rick, let's talk wide receivers now. And DeAndre Hopkins, we talked about him the other day, but it all starts with him, really. Such a tremendous target for you. And really, when you look at the franchise's history, we've been blessed to have one of the elite wide receivers in the game for the bulk of the history of the franchise.
Yeah, absolutely. And he is absolutely an incredible football player. And you're right. You know, so much of the offense we'll go through him. I like the group as we start to talk today. I think one of the things that's unique about this group and one of the benefits for me as a guy who is responsible for acquiring talent, one of the benefits for working with a guy like Bill O'Brien and George Gotsi on the offensive side of the ball is they are very creative in the sense that if a guy has a particular skill set, they know how to set the offense up to accentuate that skill set. And so in DeAndre's case, we've proven that they know how to utilize him in this system. But then I think as we get into some of these other younger players and other guys that we've added to the football team, and even some of the guys that were on the team last year, there are specific roles for them. And I think we can be productive and they can be productive in the offense.
Rick, Jalen Strong entering year two, made some big plays last year, but it was a rookie season for him, a lot of adjustment. What about him entering his second season?
Yeah, I think part of the biggest, issue with the adjustment was the fact that he had come in out of shape, and that was well documented and talked about. The thing I really appreciate about Jalen is he took the criticism and he recognized, where he had fallen short, and he went about the work to resolve that. And he did. And over the course of the season, you saw improvement. And the few times that he had opportunities, he made some plays. He has carried that awareness through the offseason. He's worked extremely hard, came back in and dominated the conditioning test this year, so different than last year, and continues to evolve. So I expect, that he will continue. And, you know, it's like that evolution as a player that we always talk about from year one to two, right? Mm-hmm. He's got to take that exponential step this year. And I expect that he'll do that.
Will Fuller, you see him at Notre Dame, and you're like, that guy's fast. You see him at the combine, you're like, that guy's fast. But how does it look against NFL talent? How do you think, Rick, Will Fuller's looked in minicamp OTAs and then through the first 3 days of camp, acclimating to going against NFL talent?
The thing that you see right away, the guy, when he puts his feet on the ground in the morning, can run, right? So yep. He's fast. He's got to remain, diligent about continuing to be consistent catching the ball. I think one of the balls out here the first day of camp, he dropped, but he is a guy who is a much better route runner, John. I think when you watch this guy, you're going to, everybody expects him to stretch the field, and he can run fast straight ahead, but he is a better route runner than I think people give him credit for. At least he surprised me in that area. So I see him evolving that way and just, catching, consistently in the contested balls and all those things. But, the guy's got something that God gave him that most people don't, and that's the ability to run extremely fast.
Well, he's already played in some huge games in his college career for a big-time program. Another guy who did is Braxton Miller, coming from Ohio State. What are you seeing in him so far, Rick?
Yeah, he's got, some quickness and some ability to get out of the break, in and out of breaks and cuts that just most people don't have. So, I mean, if we can get him the ball in space and let him do his thing and again, that creativity that these guys have from a coaching perspective and a game planning perspective, he could be a dangerous weapon for us.
Rick, diversity in a wide receiver core. When you look at this group, you got Hop who can do pretty much everything. Jalen can do a lot of things, a lot of intermediate stuff, inside stuff. You got a burner, Will Fuller. You got Braxton, like you said, start and stop. How important is it to have diversity amongst a group of pass catchers?
Yeah, it's important. And then you got to have other guys. Cecil Shorts is doing a good job in the slot. Keith Mumphrey, I see taking a step. He did a great job for us on special teams last year. But as a wide receiver, You can't dismiss him that way. Yep. So he's evolved. So it's important. I mean, I think the more guys can do, the more opportunities you get, you know, and then, you know, we'll talk about the running backs later on, but when you can add a Lamar Miller that can, you know, you spread mm-hmm. him out in the slot, and then all of a sudden Irving, you got him there. Jonathan Grimes can do some things. So it creates pressure on the defense, and the more you can put pressure on the defense and keep them on their heels and create mismatches, the better off you're going to be successful.
Rick Smith at camp on Texans Radio, and we have him on every day. Like I said, it's a good thing.
Mark,
mm-hmm.
we've got games to play.
When?
Next. Don't go anywhere. Texans Huddle returns.